talk number 1300 872 911. We've got Perry is on the line. This is Perry Conti. Hello, Perry.
Hey, John. How are you?
Oh, I'm good, thanks, Perry. What's happening?
Okay, I just want to. There's a bit of misunderstanding that it was supposed to be a phone call with Leanne Leonard. They sent me an email requesting a phone call.
Yeah.
I've written back saying, unfortunately, a phone call does not suit. I prefer to meet face-to-face. I appreciate we are both busy people. I'm happy to take time out of my busy schedule to make a time to meet Miss Leonard in person.
Yeah.
Guess what? We have a meeting with Miss Leonard.
Oh, well done.
She's flying to Cairns.
That's terrific. Good on you, Perry.
Yes, very positive. So, yeah, so we're having a meeting on the in September, 7th of September.
Mm, that's excellent news. You ought to be congratulated on that. Well, it's like a reward. Oh, well, after that explosion last week across the whole community saying, is she kidding? This is a reward for you for banging the drum on this particular front, and I hope when you meet the minister you're going to take along all those relevant facts.
Yes, that's why we're having a meeting on Saturday at 2 o'clock at Tosca's at Brimsmead. We want people to come along. We want solutions for the problem. So I can go to Miss Leonard and say, well, this is what we want.
Yeah.
Not what we need, what we want for the people of Cairns.
Mm.
So if anyone's got spare time, got good ideas, happy to sit down, have a chat, come along.
Now, when you're putting together these ideas, this is interesting. Do you put them through a sieve? Because some ideas will be quite clearly inappropriate.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm presuming you're going to go through them and say, listen, let's have a discussion about this particular one. That one's got benefit, got merit. This one over here doesn't. It's been tried before and it's been a rank failure. There'll be a significant number of those. So hopefully you'll be able to pick and choose very carefully and say, excuse me, Mrs. Minister or Ms. Minister, this is what we believe will work. These ones here have all been tried before and are rank failures.
Exactly. We need to put the money, the funding, where it works best.
Yeah.
We fund the programs that don't work, put the funding into programs that do work.
Mm.
And we need to start with the parents, educating the parents. Once you educate the parents can educate the children. It's just all common sense things, which is what's lacking in all of this, is common sense.
Do you know, one of the things that you identified some time ago, and I thought that's bingo material, you said this ResiCare business in the suburbs, we get so many complaints from the neighbours living near ResiCare saying it's farcical, but it costs a fortune and just doesn't deliver the goods. And these kids are coming out of the juvenile justice system. There was one on the program the other day, a 16-year-old, had actually been involved in 16 stolen cars, unlawful use of a motor vehicle, 16, I mean. This is a system that's actually they seem to think, or the minister thinks, is working in reducing crime. And now the figures have come out today saying we're the worst in Queensland per capita, and Queensland's the worst in Australia. So clearly the whole system is a rank failure. Whatever you can derive from this particular minister and whatever she can actually contribute towards reducing this ridiculous level of crime will be greatly appreciated, Perry.
Oh, look, John, my whole life I've lived here and I've never seen anything like this.
Mm.
I can't even comprehend it, and I'm sure there's a lot of other people out there that can't comprehend and are getting frustrated. Why can't this be fixed?
Yeah.
The government's just got their head in the sand like it doesn't exist. You know, start listening to the people in the communities instead of listening to your advisors.
Mm.
They're not telling you the truth. Mm. Come up here,
exactly.
Which thank goodness we've got that,
exactly.
And actually talk to us.
Well, I was encouraged by Mayor Andrews over at Yarrabah this week, saying on country's got to be part of it too. That means you're withdrawing them from the bad influence around them and gives whoever, and in this case it could be a particular department of the state government, saying we need these kids to be withdrawn from the poisonous environment they're in, given some skills, learn some respect, and given them a future in a lifetime of fundamentally getting the satisfaction you get out of having those skills, having employment, having a family and providing for them. At the moment, these kids are facing a life largely in Lotus Glen.
Exactly. I'm 100% for on-country programs because I know they work. Mm. I talk to people, they work. Mm. And there's other solutions. It's not going to be a quick fix, but common sense needs to prevail here.
Exactly. And the other big step I thought yesterday was one of our councillors, it was Division 1's Brett Mollett, stepping into the void saying, no, I've got a role here. These are my people out here in my division and they are suffering dreadfully under this explosion of juvenile crime. So he's to be credited too. I think people in council say, oh, it's not my business. It's not my responsibility. That's, state or that's federal or whatever. No, we're a community here. If you've been elected to a representative position, you represent us, whatever the issue is. If it's not being addressed, step into the void. And Brett Mollett, to his great credit, did that yesterday.
He did. And I wish there was more councillors like Brett that would come out and start supporting us.
Exactly. Perry, I've got to shoot through, but
thank you, John.
But remind us next week, will you, about what's about to happen?
Keep people focused.
On an outcome that's going to deliver the goods. Good on you, Perry. That's Perry Conti. She's been absolutely wonderful in recent months on this front.